Now listen, therefore take hold of the reins of life. Out of them, out of the heart flow what? The issues of life. So the heart represents your spirit. So you can build yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's one way that you can take hold of the reins of life. Thy word to me is light and life. Somebody say life. Somebody say in him is life. The bread of life. So when you take hold of the word, you take hold of life. Now listen, when you take hold of anything else that chokes the word out of you, you take hold of death. Many people, they allow their life to get off track. When I think of this word, take hold of the reins of life, it says to me somewhat of a control, not a controlling spirit, but just, listen, the Bible said he who takes his own spirit is greater than he that takes a city. Amen. So I'm using that scripture in reference to this, taking hold of the reins of life, being able to handle our own spirit, to allow our spirit to reign in life, so that when other people are getting off on rabbit trails and tangents and missing out on the best that life has to offer, this is the life. When they want to go off through the way of death. Been there before. What you want to go back again as a dog turns to a vomit? As a dog returns to his vomit, so is the fool to his folly. What's folly? Stupid stuff that will avail nothing. Amen. I'm going to be eating the good things of life and the word of God. I'm not going to be eating vomit. No time to be turning back. It's time to be going forward. We choose to take hold of the reins of life and not let them go. So when we take hold of the promise, we're taking hold of life. For thy word is life. When we take hold of what God said to us, we're taking hold of life. That is our life. His word, his will, his vision for you, his promise towards you is your life. You got to learn to say, that is my life. Being a fruitful and abundant is my life. That's what I'm going to take hold of. Listen, do what is right and walk in the light.